The 6th Annual Spring Pops Concert will take place on Saturday, May 30th at 3 p.m. at the Smithfield Church, 656 Smithfield Valley Road in Amenia, New York. And earlier this week, we sat down and talked with Susan Bang, whose family put forward the money for the Bang Concert Series. Down in Amenia, we have a church, an historic church called Smithfield Church, which I have just learned in preparing for my interview today with Susan Bang, that is the actual congregation, the church itself in existence, is 282 years old. And they're also in a building that was built in the 1800s, and it is a really great piece of architecture. And this church has a long history with the community, and along came some people, a family by the name of Bang, who decided to go to this church, and as a result of their associations with it, they created a concert series, put the seed money there for a concert series, where they offer these really great concerts down there. And Susan is joining us today to talk about her impressions of the church and how her and her family got to be there and what brought them to the point where they set up this concert series. Welcome.
Well, I'm a pleasure to be here with you.
So tell us about how your family came to you. You were the first one from the family that went to this church?
Yes. My family was based in Ventura, California. And I became involved with the church, gosh, about 10 years ago. And it was a very important part of my life. And I just loved the church. I loved the people. I found my spiritual home there. And music was also a very important part of that church. And music is also a really important part of my family. So as my father was dying of cancer, he decided he wanted to give away some foundation money so he could see who got it. And he loved philanthropy. He also believed philanthropy should be on the local level because you have more impact that way. If you give to something like a huge charity, you know, it's like a drop in the ocean. There's no ripple. There's no impact. So we were looking at various charities that he could support. And then he said, what about your church?
What about your church? Now, did he come to the church or just you?
Just me. He couldn't travel.
Where was he at? In New York?
In California.
California. Okay. That's a long ways out there.
So yes.
You were the member there, and are you the one that's in charge of putting this all together each time?
Well, we have a team. It's complicated because to put together a concert like this, particularly the upcoming concert on May 30th, which features the Smithfield Chamber Orchestra, and that there's 15 musicians, and you can't just buy a score off the shelf for 15 musicians. You know, it has to be custom, you know, orchestrated. So that was Matt Finley's job. He's been part of the Bang Family Concert Series since its inception. He'd already been performing like Rio jazz concerts because that's really his specialty is jazz. And so he became really crucial to recruiting the musicians and pulling it all together from that standpoint. And his wife, who's a recording artist, she is what we call the house manager. She makes sure everything moves smoothly because particularly if you have a large concert like the Christmas concert in T in December, you know, it takes a lot of people just to make that thing happen. So my job is to work with our volunteer team to bring these concerts to life.
Now, the concerts do have an entrance fee, which is $20, I believe.
It's a suggested donation.
A suggested donation, okay. So because the money is basically there to help this thing happen. But it's always nice to have money coming in because it does cost, as you say, for the scores, for the musicians. Now,
yes.
the first concert, this is the sixth season of this, as I understand. So the first concert is coming up here on May the 30th. And that happens at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Tell us about the orchestra and what they'll be playing.
Well, the orchestra is Smithfield Chamber Orchestra. As I mentioned, there are 15 people there. And it's devoted to, the theme is our American composers, because obviously it's at the time when we're looking forward to, you know, the celebration of our 250th Revolutionary War. And so that's the theme. And it's going to be very patriotic. And All the composers are American, with the exception of a Brazilian composer named Kenny Dorman, who he created a song in 1963 that is sort of like the common language of all improvisational jazz players. It's something that everyone, if you're playing at a club and you're jamming, everyone knows bossa, blue bossa. And Kenny was actually was one of the earliest American jazz stars that had a Latin beat. So that's one of the performers. And then we have let's see, we have Gershwin, we have Sousa, and all the songs are songs that people recognize. And they're not long songs, so that so the program really moves. And Matt Finley, our director, will he's actually stepping down as music director. That's another story. But he said always says that, you know, if you don't like a song, you know, it's only 3.5 minutes and then you wait for the next one. So it's a really it's just a charming place to have a musical experience in a beautiful church. It's got great acoustics. It's
Oh,
like a mini
absolutely.
Carnegie Hall.
Yeah, there you go. How many will it hold?
I think the fire department says 200.
Well, that's a pretty large venue then. So this is open to anyone to come
Yes.
and
Yes.
maybe take contributions to help support the concerts and the church itself. The Smithfield Church is on 656 Smithfield Valley Road in Amenia. For anybody who would like to attend this, we're talking about the Bang Family Concert Series, a series that's been set up. I'm talking with Susan Bang, and it was your father, correct, who put the seed money out for this.
Yes, he did.
And the first concert for this year is a Spring Pops concert on Saturday, May 30th at 3 p.m. And it will feature the Smithfield Chamber Orchestra. Our American composers are what they'll be celebrating.
That's correct. And it's just a very great place to feel a sense of community and sharing with other music lovers. And it's unusual to have this type of perform these kinds of performances in an area that's kind of underserved in a sense, you know, financially. And so this is a way that we can support regional musicians, pay them fairly, pull them together, and have something that's a gift to the community.
No, that's really good that you would do that.
It gives me joy, and it gives joy to people who come to our concerts.
Well, that's what it's all about. You know, we need some of that every day of the week.
Well, I thank you for being interested in, you know, in the family legacy of, you know, music and its importance to community and spirituality.
Now, you said the family was involved. Were you involved with music yourself or other parts of your family?
Well, actually, my entire family, my great grandfather, my father's father, he was what they called a song and dance man at the turn of the 20th century. He was in vaudeville. And my grandmother was very gifted, his daughter, extremely, like a child prodigy. So he put her on vaudeville with her sister to play four-hand piano. So that's how she began her musical career. She was a silent music pianist and just really gifted musically. And on my mother's side, my grandfather was an opera singer, and my grandmother was like a singer also and an actress. And they met on this on the production of Rosalie on Broadway a long time ago. So we had music coming at us from both sides. My father was a jazz musician at a very early age when he was in high school, and so and my brother became an opera singer. And I started playing piano when I was very young. And then I switched to the clarinet. And then I switched to the oboe, which is what I love the most. So I have that background too. So it's sort of in our blood, I would
So
say.
you play all three now?
No. It's interesting because when I went to college, I decided that I wanted to get into public relations and marketing. And the oboe in particular is a really difficult instrument to keep going. It's just like you can't pick up like a guitar you strum. You know, you have to have your embouchure and you have to practice daily. So
Yeah.
I didn't have the bandwidth anymore. But it's still in me. I think I can remember every solo I ever played.
Well, maybe sometime in the future you can have that time once you've put the business world behind and you can go back into the music.
I don't know. I think I'm a lapsed oboist.
Well, Susan, it's been great talking to you about the family and your involvement with the Smithfield Church in Amenia, and good luck with the concert series. And that's Saturday, May 30th at 3 p.m., Smithfield Church in Amenia.